And so I made my own Amazon account.
Yeah.
And I ordered some things for Christmas. Fancy. Yesterday for the first time. It was the first time I ever personally placed an Amazon order.
Getting fancy.
Well, I don't even know. They haven't delivered it yet. We'll see how they do.
Hey, everyone. Matt Rexford here. Welcome to the Jesus on Display podcast. Before we begin our content, I want to say thanks for supporting us here at Fellowship Greenville with your gifts and generosity. Because of your giving, we get to share resources like this podcast with you to help reach you wherever you are in your life with Jesus. If you'd like to support the ministry of Fellowship Greenville, you can head to fellowshipgreenville.org/give to get started. Thanks so much for your support, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jesus on Display podcast.
Holiday edition.
New year, Christmas / 2023 review.
That's exactly right. Matt, tell everybody about the Jesus on Display podcast, what we're all about here.
Well, it has condensed sermons. It has encouragement for your daily commutes. You can listen to it in the car. We got discussions on the power of storytelling, and then also some quarterly church updates such as this one. I am Matt Rexford, and I'm in the powder blue away uniforms today. This is my co-host,
Jason Malone, and just thrilled to be with you once again. This is our third podcast, and I feel like we're getting better as we go along.
It's audio and it's video, so if you're just listening, you should probably... I would just pull over. I'd find a Bojangles parking lot.
Yeah, Cajun Filet.
Pull over and turn it on YouTube, because you want to be able to see. I think we look pretty good today. I shaved.
You did.
Did my hair all spiky.
I was supposed to get a haircut this morning, and then my stylist texted me last night.
Sick.
And let me know they had a child who was under the weather.
Everyone's
that child
sick.
Could not go to daycare, therefore she could not cut my hair.
Everyone's sick. Half of my stage on Sunday called out sick at various times in the week. It's probably the most, it was a record, the most ever calling out sick in 1 week.
But and I think what we want people to hear, what we want people to hear when we talk about all the sickness is that we're praying for them.
We hope you're doing well.
But also you're making our lives more stressful if you could get it together.
Well, we get sick too. Johnny canceled on Saturday.
That's a HIPAA violation. I don't even think you're allowed to talk about that.
I didn't say what he had.
That's true. That's but right. It was pneumonia. It wasn't.
No,
actually,
it wasn't. Pneumonia. We want to start with just an overview of the year 2023. Can you believe it's 2023?
Some would call this segment the year that was 2023.
The year that was.
Yeah, some would call it best of. Mm. The best of 2023.
Oh, that's the segment they would call it?
I think that's how they would refer to it.
I thought I set it up fine, but that's fine.
As you look back over your year, Matt, what was some of the highlights? Are we going personal or just like in regards to the church? Let's do both ends.
Let's do one personal.
Okay, what was one of your
personal big highlight things? For us was the moment that we got a sink back into our kitchen.
Yeah.
After a few months away from no sink, and then having a sink, it's just one of the highlights of your year.
I don't know if you guys
turned
have
it
heard,
on or just looked at
I
it.
I don't know if you guys have heard, but actually you all have because he won't stop talking about it.
It's
that Matt and Whitney had their kitchen redone.
It's a big deal.
We're glad that it's finally done, so you don't have to talk about it anymore. My cholesterol stayed pretty low, so I'm pretty thankful about that. I also talk about that.
There's
in
a personal highlight. Mm-hmm. Talk about HIPAA violations.
The problem with not getting my hair styled is not really the haircut itself.
It's confidence.
Nope, it's not the confidence. I feel very confident today. It's that I have a couple of eyebrows that are super long, and I can see them. Like, that's when I know it's time to go get my hair cut.
Do they work on your eyebrows?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, you trim the eyebrows. You don't get your eyebrows trimmed when you go in?
At the haircut place?
Yeah.
No, that's a personal thing. You can do that at home. You probably pay extra for that, don't you?
25 cents.
per tweeze.
No.
That's a quarter.
They don't do tweezers. It's just It's just... You put a comb right there and you just zip through there.
It's a little razor.
It's very trusting. Like, it could go sideways and I could look like Vanilla Ice, but so far, they've gotten it right every time.
The comb slips. Boom. No eyebrows.
When we look back at 2023 in regards to Fellowship Greenville, I think there's a lot of different things to celebrate.
So much.
One of the things that we've been talking about that we're super thankful for is just the number of people that the Lord is bringing around to be a part of our church family.
Absolutely.
And I think that's been an encouragement to most of our team, as a matter of fact. Because it's not just one area of ministry where we've seen more people. It's more people everywhere.
That's right.
And trying to think through and process how to acclimate them and see them step into things. And we've shared some of this in the Sunday morning environment, that folks have stepped into community groups and they've stepped in to serve, which is really encouraging to us.
Stepped into baptism.
The baptism is pretty cool. As a matter of fact, we were talking about this earlier today. Like we would say it's close to 75 people between kids and adults and everything that have been baptized in the last
past year.
And I love the, I mean, we're talking about one of the reasons we do the Jesus on Display podcast is for the power of story. And I'm so thankful for our team here and how they work with folks that are giving their testimony on the days that they are getting baptized. Those are incredibly powerful stories.
Love them.
And so we're really thankful for how the Lord continues to grow us and bring people to be around.
And we've talked recently that a lot of Sundays around here are over 3,000 people.
Yeah.
And, you know, from kids all the way up.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's not just about, wow, look at all the people who are so cool, but each one of those is a story.
Yeah.
Is a person that's being ministered to, and so we're just thankful to be gathered in this community. We also had a pretty big deal of Adams Mill in the process of that, of figuring out where we wanted to go, and the elders discerning that and leading us there, taking it to a vote, and then walking through a generosity campaign just in November.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing to celebrate.
It's a very memorable year, and then you look at 2024, and we're going to get to more of this in a minute. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But it's all things coming in regards to Adams Mill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with all this on the horizon, I do think this would be a great time to take just a moment and talk about the fact that over the course of the last year, as we were trying to create space for folks and also think about how to strategically reach our circle of accountability, one of the things we launched this past January was a 5 p.m. service.
Yes.
And we did that throughout the course of 2023. And we, on average, had about 137 people that were partaking in that service. And so we made the decision, the leadership team made the decision here in December that we weren't going to carry on the 5 p.m. as we go into 2024. Do you want to talk a little bit about why that is as we have our eye on Adams Mill things?
Or? I absolutely will.
Okay, go for it.
So we canceled the 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to be clear on that. You said we're not going on with it. That's just the straight talk right there.
It's
Jason.
A 9 and 11. It was 9, 11, and 5 for a season, and now we're back to 9.
That's
and
right.
11.
We just got done in December. Yeah. So as we look towards the Adams Mill project in the new year, we know it's going to require a lot of our staff to get ready. It's going to require a lot of our volunteers to get ready for that. Mm-hmm. And as we talked about making room on Sunday mornings with the 5 p.m., as we look at the space, we think there's enough for those people to move back into the 9 and 11 while still creating a little bit more of a space for getting ready for Adams Mill for the staff and volunteers.
Yeah. I think you did a great job explaining that. When we kicked off the 5, we didn't know that Adams Mill was officially going to be a thing. And so we wanted to try to free up some space on Sunday morning, and who can we reach in our community that can only come to a 5 p.m. service?
Yeah.
And then as we got more direction, here's where Adams Mill is, here's where we are in the process, here's when we think we're going to be open, we realized that we do have space on Sunday morning for those people that had given up their seat on Sunday morning. And to be honest, we didn't really reach a lot of people in the community that could only come to the 5 p.m. Therefore, we felt good about being able to bring everything back to 9 and 11 throughout the course of 2024 with hopes, prayers, and dreams of launching Adams Mill towards the end of 2024 into the beginning of 2025.
Yeah.
We're not putting a hard date on it yet. That's the general time frame that we're talking about.
That's so. Any questions about that, come and see Jason and he'll...
I would be happy to answer. Yeah, absolutely. Be happy
That's
to
right.
do that.
Or me.
Before we move on, anything else memorable for you in 2023?
Well, what I just found out about you is memorable is that you just did your first Amazon.com order this week.
Do they call it Amazon.com or just
I just
Amazon?
Wanted to make sure that the people knew that I was talking about Amazon.com. So you just, for the first time in your life, ordered something. And why did it take you so long to do this? Let's just hear your reasoning here.
Well, first of all, I'm a late adapter.
Late adopter.
All of that to say, I really want to see if it's going to work. And I think this Amazon thing's going to work out. Like, I think they're doing pretty well for themselves from what I can gather. It's not like the Malones didn't have an account. The Malones had an Amazon account. It's just typically my wife would do the Amazon ordering.
You just weren't using
it. I was not using it. I was thankful for things that they would deliver. Now, with full transparency here, I didn't really start using Amazon at all until COVID.
Yeah.
And it worked out great. They started delivering things. They just, whatever you want. It's out there in a big warehouse. There's a gigantic warehouse in Seattle.
They're all over the
place.
And
from what I can gather. And inside there is a Starbucks and then all the Amazon stuff.
I think there's warehouses everywhere.
Oh, really?
Just in Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then they put it on a drone and they fly it across the country. and they deliver it to my house.
Drop it by drone.
No, I think it was really, I had to buy some Christmas gifts, and so I made my own Amazon account.
Yeah.
And I ordered some things for Christmas yesterday for the first time. It was the first time I ever personally placed an Amazon order.
You're getting fancy.
Well, I don't even know. They haven't delivered it yet. We'll see how they do. If they don't have it there in ample time,
have
I'll
you tried?
It right now.
There's a cell phone. Have you tried a cell phone?
I
there's
do
a
have
new
a cell
thing
phone.
They came out with.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I have a nice cell phone.
Just wanted
I really
to make
like
sure
it.
You were utilizing the technologies available to us.
I do. I do use that. But did you know they have like streaming services where you can watch shows and stuff that aren't on regular television?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did.
Well, Amazon's connected to that somehow, too.
It's Prime Video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a thing.
They have a lot of shows.
Okay.
So, what's next?
Oh, I have no idea what's next on the list. we're supposed to talk about, and I'm thankful, let's not rush past this. I'm super thankful for our writers who deliver.
Our staff writers.
Our staff writers mm-hmm. who deliver a lot of the content that we deliver here on the Jesus on Display podcast. You want to name names or you just want them to remain anonymous?
They know who they are.
They know who they are. They're in the room with us right now filming this, and they do a really good job, and they put together some notes for us. As you're probably picking up, they don't have it all typed out. It's just some bullet points, and then we take it from there.
Yep.
Like the Amazon thing really wasn't on the list.
No. They know that we're going to spend 23 out of the 27 minutes talking about other things, personal stories, and then get to some of this information.
We get to all of the information. Here's the next thing that we need to talk
patience.
About. They're great with us. The sermon series that's going to be coming up in the new year. We're just concluding our Advent series, Word Made Flesh, which Jim and Charlie and I had the opportunity to teach through over the past several Sundays. Absolutely loved it. But we're headed into the new year, and as we head into the new year, we're going to be back in 1 and 2 Samuel. We're going to be looking at the life of David. Mm. This is our pick up with the royalty series that we started doing last year at the beginning of the year, the first part of 2023. So I'm really looking forward to that.
King David, what a life. What a person.
Yes. Is that the tag? Is that the tagline?
I'm just spitballing some ideas here.
You are.
Just go, King David, what a life. And that's what it is on the screen.
I don't think that's what they're going to do. But I am looking forward to being back in that series, kicking off on January the 7th.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And then should we get a little ahead of ourselves here? And then obviously we'll have our summer series like we always have a summer series. Slow down.
Say all your words.
Word on the street is maybe Galatians in the fall. Starting to the book of Galatians.
Galatians.
Don't hold us to it. Don't come back and go, well, you guys said. But I think that's where...
you guys said
you
it.
Guys said we're
on this date.
On this date.
That's what you guys sound like.
Yeah.
So, okay, maybe in the fall. You're not committing.
I'm not committing to it. But that's been the talk of the teaching team, Jim and Charlie and I.
It's the talk of the town.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
So, looking forward to that.
Whatever we do, it's going to be great.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to tie this to something that I think it's on the second page. I don't know the timing of it.
Okay.
But our Bible reading plan for the next year, I think it ties really well with the life of David. As we've done this the CBR, this community Bible reading plan, together for several years.
Let's don't get ahead of ourselves.
I'm going to put a pin in that.
No, I want you to keep talking about it.
Okay.
I just don't want to assume that everyone who's listening in today, the Jesus on Display podcast, knows of the Bible reading plan.
Well, I was trying to go back and talk about it a little
go
bit.
Ahead.
So,
go ahead.
So we have a Bible reading plan. Every year, we encourage the people of this good church to read the scriptures for themselves.
Yes.
Is that a good background?
I love it, yeah.
And not only for yourselves, but we read the Bible in community. It helps with accountability.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with insights that we share with one another and encouragement. And so what we've done for several years is we lay out a plan that we suggest for our people, bookmarks, website, app, it's all there. And then we read through it together. So on a certain day of the year, March 14th, we're all reading X passage, John chapter 2. And then we encourage you to have a smaller group of friends, whether it's community group or family or just a CBR group, community Bible reading group that you form. And the final step of your reading is you text. This is what the Spirit's saying to me today. This is what's encouraging. And it's a neat next level step to Bible reading and personal devotion. How was that?
I thought you did an excellent job.
Woohoo!
With that. It was what we were supposed to wrap up the podcast with today, and we obviously have some more things to cover. But they won't cut it. They won't like splice it or anything like that.
It
like
just
we're gonna
ties
let
so
it...
well to the life of David because next year we're doing worship and wisdom. So We're going to hit a lot of the Psalms. I know we did this a few years ago.
Yeah.
A lot of the Psalms, some of the wisdom literature, of course, some New Testament sprinkled in there. But what we want to focus on is meditating on God's Word. Mm-hmm. Like, so there's be some shorter passages, shorter Psalms that you take it, you read it, you really think about it, turn it back to prayer. Just really learn how to spend some time in the Word and not just blaze through it. I got it done, check, but take some time to meditate. So Worship and Wisdom, next year's Bible reading plan, it doesn't start till January the 8th. We give you a little time to kind of
work your way into the new
settle
year.
Settle back. We get you focused and organized, and then boom, off we go.
And you mentioned all the places they can find this, like on our app and everything?
Yeah, it'll be everywhere. It'll be everywhere.
It's really great. You did a great job, Matt. This is being recorded a couple of days before Christmas, mm-hmm. and it's going to be delivered to the masses a few days after Christmas.
Yeah.
What are you hoping that you get for Christmas this year? And we'll come back and touch on it.
I'm not good. As I get older, I'm not good about just slowing down and thinking about what I want for me. Am I?
Okay.
Does that make me a selfless person? Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Or does it mean I'm just lazy and my brain's so tired?
It's so lazy or so busy during December that I did kind of throw out to the fam, instead of just kind of random, whatever you think Matt might like,
right?
Maybe some funds toward a new golf club.
Oh, you want a new golf club?
Because I have, I have a really old 3-wood.
You do?
And 5-wood.
You do?
I have kind of a gap between the, you know, the 170 to 200 range is pretty old technology.
Right.
So if I could upgrade that, I think I could beat you even worse next year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so that's, I'm looking
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll get that, or do you typically feel like you get thought of last in regards to all things Christmas?
I wouldn't say that. No. Yeah. I think I'm very loved and appreciated in my family.
Okay.
But it's not about me, as I previously said, Jason.
Amen.
Seems like you've been thinking about it a lot. So what would you hope for this Christmas?
I've got the best gift of all, and his name is Jesus. And then
it's not Jesus Juke People.
I did Jesus Juke People on the podcast. Jesus and I both celebrate our birthdays in December.
December birthday.
And so we have that in common. I just had a wonderful birthday, and so I was gifted many a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not exactly sure what to expect for Christmas. Someone just gave me a golf club. Just walked right up and said, here, I want you to take this, see if you like it. So I need to go try that out if I can get more competitive with you on the golf course.
Yeah, you're close.
Also, someone gave me a gift certificate to a free round of golf, and I thought that was really nice. And they also included you in that. They gave me 2 free passes to a golf
course. That's Christmas. You're done.
And so I think I've got everything that I need so far. I just thought I'd ask. That's all. As we look into the new year, though, we did want to take just a moment and talk a little bit about Adams Mill.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to be happening.
Yeah.
Come January.
We got to start knocking some stuff down.
I think the folks are going to realize pretty quickly, if they haven't already, that you and I have no idea
how construction works. Yeah.
Now, fear not, people. We have some wonderful folks working on it.
We're not running that part of ministry.
No, I think it's just understanding where your strengths are and your weaknesses.
Yeah.
And anything in the building world would not be our thing.
So let's just make it up.
You want to make it up?
What we think might be the first step. I think you got to demo some stuff out. So you
got to knock down some walls.
Right. But then you have to gird. You have to get some girders in, right?
You don't even know what a girder is.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's girds.
Okay.
Just supports.
Okay.
So you got to support everything.
Yeah.
So let's start with the girders, probably January. And then after that, we'll just see what happens.
I think for the first, 3 months, they just bring big tractors in and move dirt around.
Yeah.
They tear some stuff out, and they just move stuff around.
The parking lot needs a major reorg.
Yeah.
So we don't know.
Here's what I do know, though. I think that our wonderful team here of communications will help us keep everybody up to speed on mm-hmm. everything that's taking place. You check out all the social media stuff out there. I think on Sunday mornings, maybe once a month or so, we'll give a little bit of an update on what's taking place just 6 miles down the road.
It's right on our way home.
You could just stop by and pull
I could jump out of the car and just
give a quick
slap a hard hat on and just walk around a little bit.
I have asked for a hard hat.
Let's get some girders going in here. Just start giving orders.
And then you have to wear a yellow vest.
Oh, yeah?
Always have
to
have it.
Is that for safety?
It is for safety reasons, from what I understand.
So they can see. Mm-hmm. We also have a pretty important thing coming up in January.
Yep.
As mentioned in our monthly newsletter, FG News. I hope you saw that lovely picture of Charlie and Jason on the front. And for a long time, the elders have prayed about what a leadership transition would look like, especially over the last 2 years as you have joined us on staff.
Yeah.
And so in January, we are going to walk through that process together.
Yeah.
So tell us what, well, for those who are wondering,
imagine
what does that process
my, imagine
like?
My surprise when I saw that on the newsletter. That's the first I had heard of
no
it.
No one had told you?
No, had no idea.
You thought you were going to be back in youth ministry.
I'm totally kidding people. Yeah, I mean, this has been the plan all along with my arrival and coming back to Fellowship Greenville 2.5 years ago, that we would have this transition and that we would take a couple of years, Charlie and I, to walk side by side. And then for me to step into the directional pastor role, Lord willing, in January of 2024, which I'm really excited about. Charlie's still going to be around. That's one thing I would mm-hmm. like for everybody to know.
It's the top question. What's Charlie going to do?
What's Charlie doing? Or is Charlie retiring? Where's Charlie going for retirement?
Right.
And Charlie's not retiring. It was never the plan that Charlie would retire. And so this might be more information than people want, but I'm going to give it to him right now. When Charlie came on the team here back in the 1990s, his title was teaching pastor / directional leader. Mm-hmm. And that's how he has operated for all of his years here. And then when I came on the team, one of the things that we were talking about is that I would take on the directional side of things while he continued to oversee the teaching side of things. And so in the new year, I will be the directional pastor, and Charlie will still be the teaching pastor here.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that Jim and I aren't teaching with Charlie. We will, just like we have been. But as far as what we're teaching, the books of the Bible that we're walking through, laying out the series and that sort of thing, Charlie will continue to give oversight to all of that, which I'm so thankful for and excited about, because him spending time with that allows me to spend time on directional things, which I love to think about and process and work into our staff team, into our church family, and obviously this season of multiplication, whether Absolutely. It be at Adams Mill or other churches we're planting through the Upstate Church Collective.
Some might ask, does that mean Charlie will have no input into the directional area? And what would you say to that?
No, he'd still be around the table having those conversations.
Of course, just for those that are wondering.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously we're
elder. Still an elder.
An elder, yeah. And this may be news to some of you if you don't know. We are an elder-led church. Mm-hmm. And there are three of us that are on the pastoral team that are also on the elder team, although there are 10 elders in total.
Seven lay elders.
Rob Marks, the executive pastor. Charlie Boyd, teaching pastor. Jason Malone, directional pastor. So we sit there on that elder team with those elders, and we elder. Mm-hmm. And so, all of us would still... Yeah, we eld. We would all still be involved in those conversations, which is really great, and I'm super thankful. Like when I look and see how the Lord has grown our team, not just at the directional level or the executive level, but just across the board, 2023 was a wonderful year for our staff team to grow here. The mm-hmm. Lord brought people into almost every area of ministry to continue to give influence and oversight and encouragement, and so I'm really thankful for the team.
Yeah.
But I am thankful for the transition that'll be taking place, Lord willing.
So January, we will be walking through that process. So
officially,
there's something kind of every Sunday to set it up, and then there's 2 weeks notice and an affirmation here and a vote there. So come in to be a part of that. I also will be transitioning my role into director of aquatics. Down at the new Adams Mill.
Yes,
place.
And I'm excited. So, when I think
I got
all
some
the
great
people,
classes in mind for especially the morning session. So
that'd be really great. Go for it.
Okay.
A couple of other things, and we're going to wrap it up because we've almost hit our allotted time. Believe it or not,
where does the time go?
Yeah, that's not what the guys behind the camera are thinking right now.
I know where the
good
time
grief.
Went.
Just wrap it up, fellas. We have an exciting plan in place for folks. We've mentioned our growth, which we're, like I said, so thankful for. But we think it's our responsibility in leadership to have people on what I would call a preferred pathway when they step into this place, to continue to get plugged in, to learn about Fellowship Greenville, to step into the life of community here. We talk a lot around our triangle, Mm-hmm. Life with Jesus, life in community, life on mission. And so we want to do our part to help people know practical next steps they can take.
If we could like illuminate a spiritual growth path for you as you walk in the door and we go, hey, head that way.
Yeah, that's exactly
what
right.
We want to do.
Yeah, and one of the things some of y'all have picked up on, and now's a great time to talk about it, almost every Sunday we're inviting anyone who has not been a part of our Starting Point class to come to Starting Point. Because it is the
starting point
for you to find out more about Fellowship Greenville.
I like to try to double you at one time during that podcast.
I know. You've done a really good job. And so we have a Starting Point coming up on January the 21st. If any of you are interested in coming and being
starting
a part of that.
Point.
And in that 60-minute, 75-minute class, you'll get the opportunity to know of next practical steps to get plugged in here, whether it be in community or serving. You'll find out a little bit more about the history of Fellowship Greenville, how we're led, why we're led like we're led. Jim Thompson's there along with me and Rob talking about the beauty and the hope of the gospel. And,
I'll be laying out all of our aquatics classes.
You'll be there talking about aquatics.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, that's really, really good. Mm-hmm. And so we're super thankful. There's a Starting Point every month. That's new. We didn't do as many of them in the past, but as the Lord continues to grow us, we want to offer more of those for folks.
Starting point.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And then also on our church app, that gives you a lot of valuable resources throughout the year as well to be up to date and up to speed on next steps and how to get plugged in and what's available to you. So check out the app as well. I'm not saying it just because they're in the room. I think our app's really great. How often do you pull it up? Be honest. They're in here. They're listening to you right now. Do you pull it up daily? Do you pull it up weekly?
I can't say daily.
Do you even remember the last time you pulled up the app?
Why are you attacking me? I didn't even get a chance to answer.
All right, go ahead.
I pull it up 3 to 4 times a week. Is that acceptable?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm remembering where's the daily reading? The prayer collective is attached to the...
I love it.
Yeah, I know you do. And And then on Sundays, I'll open it as well to see... some of the notes and check out stuff like that. So
I think what I want to say is, and I'm sorry, I got out of hand there.
You did. I accept your apology.
the team here works really hard to put the information in the people's hands.
To you.
I'm going to say right here at the camera. Our team works really hard to put information in the people's hands.
But we can't.
We can't. You can lead a horse
to the app.
But you can't make the horse eat the app. Well, you can. They work really hard. I think they put out some really great stuff, and I want people to step into it, and I want them to enjoy it. I want them to go.
And many people are.
That's true. I don't want to talk about those that aren't. Let's talk about those. And that's the reason I was asking you the questions that I was asking you, Matt. And I appreciate your answer. 3 to 4 times is plenty a week for you to check out the app.
Probably not daily like you is what you're saying.
I'd like to check it first thing in the morning, and then I have a reminder to check it at lunch, and then I have another reminder to check it at 7 o'clock in the evening. No, not at all. Totally kidding.
That's like a top app user there.
Yeah.
Well, top fan.
I'm a top fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about any of these in here or save that for
another time? It is ironic that I just bought my first thing on Amazon, but I love our app so much. I do. It's a great app.
Can we get a link to Amazon.com? For him and his
in my app,
fellowship
so I can order
app, since he's there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
be great.
Do you want to talk about these at all, or we'll save that for another time? Right here, you can't read it, can you?
My eyes are, guys.
I hold it out farther? Like here.
Eyes are going out. I just turned 48. I don't know if I've mentioned this, but Jesus and I celebrate a birthday in December, and I just turned 48, and I'm having a hard time.
Yeah,
I can see far away just fine. Like you look great, but. Anything right up in this area.
Do you get out your phone for menus at...
I'm resisting it. Someone just showed me...
And put the flashlight on it?
Did you know that you can use your phone as a magnifying glass?
Yeah, it's a new...
Is that a new thing, too?
Someone just showed me that last week. Newer iPhones.
All right.
But...
Yeah. No, we can talk about some of that stuff at another time.
Okay. We covered the Bible reading plan. We're excited about that in the new year. Mm-hmm. And I think we're ready to wrap it up. We're resuming services on January... The 7th, that's a Sunday, and we'll be here at 9 and 11. We'll be studying the life of David.
Yes. Mm. Yep.
A life.
Yep.
What a man. What a great God of David. I think I just got it. Is that... No?
I think it's obvious that your brain's a little tired, Because it's December and it's jingle jazz.
He's attacking me again right at the end. Going on. There's a lot of attacking.
I think you just need to take a nap.
We could have like David. Shepherd boy.
King.
King. Giant killer.
Giant killer. King.
King. Big mistake.
Yep.
Repentance. Lots of family problems. Murderer.
Yeah. There'd be a lot that you could do with that.
I don't know why I wasn't in the creative meetings to
name this series,
but yeah. next time around,
we'll invite you in.
I think we've covered it all. Happy New Year to everybody.
Thanks for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you're walking away from this time going, I feel like I know a little bit more about what's happening in the life of Fellowship Greenville. I hope you look back going, 2023 was a good year. The Lord was kind and gracious and faithful, as He always is. And I hope that you look forward to 2024 with great expectation and anticipation.
That's right.
Right?
Great friends. Good.
David.
Bible series, great oldies.
Yeah.
And remember, you can lead a horse to the app, but you can't
make the horse eat the app.
Pull.
See ya.
The Jesus on Display podcast is produced right here at Fellowship Greenville in Greenville, South Carolina. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Follow and share this podcast with anyone who might be interested or curious about our church community or how storytelling unites us and helps us feel more connected. To actively keep up with what's going on at our church, head to our website at fellowshipgreenville.org. Follow us on all social media platforms and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thanks for tuning in. Grace and peace to you for your week. We'll see you next time.